Thank you for calling the Moor. My name is Jasmine. How may I assist?
How's your day going, Jasmine?
It's going pretty well. And you?
Been better, but we'll work through it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Don't
Now, I
we
got an
always?
email. Yeah, well, it depends on what you do for me today. I got an email here. You guys had charged us a premium for insurance on a piece of equipment we have financed with you guys. I know when the equipment was financed, you guys were sent proof of insurance at the time of that acquisition. And then you guys, I guess, took some money out of our account for a premium a couple weeks back, it appears. Then I reached out to our insurance agent, and she sent you guys proof that the machine was still insured and was insured at the time. And you guys sent an email the other day saying that you received the documentation. I responded and said, "Well, when am I going to have my money back for that you wrongfully took out of my account?" And then I got an email today that says, "Insurance premiums are considered non-refundable. However, each case is reviewed for eligibility." So I'm just wondering how you can help me get my money back after I've explained everything to you.
Yes, may I ask who's speaking?
This is William Russo.
Okay, please verify.
There's a number here on the email. I don't know if
I think I pulled it up
that
by your
helps
phone
you.
number.
Yeah.
May you verify the address and email?
1189 Auburn Road, Herman, Maine, 04401. Landscape, or probably grassguysme@gmail.com.
Yes, thanks for confirming that. All right, so I see that they done already added some insurance credit to your account. So it seems like they determined on not sending that refund.
It seems like what?
They won't give you a refund because they've
They're gonna give
already
me a
applied
refund.
credit. So you want the
Well,
credit to be taken away? And you want the refund
no.
instead?
Credit to what? Where was it credited to that amount?
It's applied to your loan, your account.
Okay. Now, I wonder if that's advantageous to you to do that or advantageous to us to get the money back. You still there?
Yes, I'm still here with you.
Yeah. Well, they didn't tell us in the email what they were doing with it. They didn't tell us they applied that to the.
So they just said it was eligible and that was it?
Didn't say anything was eligible. The email states we didn't get our insurance premium refunded. However, each case is reviewed for eligibility.
Okay. Yeah,
That's what the email says.
that just means your COI, it was approved and they offered you some credit onto your account. And it seems like they offered three in total of $343.81.
So, wait a second. So, they didn't give us the full amount they took out?
How much was it? Did they take out?
Well, what did you just tell me that they applied to it?
$343.81 three times. And I'm pretty sure they will add enough to where it equals up to how much we've taken out.
I didn't even know it was that much. Yeah. I guess I don't know. I figure they would have just refunded the money, but they just kind of took the money without our permission and then went and applied it to a loan, kind of, again, without our permissions. It was very bizarre, the whole thing. The odd part was that they reached out to my insurance company through fax asking for an updated policy after the you guys said you didn't have the insurance, which I was like, well, how do they even know who to contact then? It's a bit bizarre, the whole thing. But if you're telling me they applied it back to the loan, I mean, I don't have any documentation on that. Where is that?
We can send over like a payment history report to you. That way you can see
it. Yeah, yeah, do that. If you can email it, just so I can see that, I guess. Cause
of course.
I don't know why in the email they didn't say we applied it to your account. They just said we're reviewing it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll put the payment history report request in for you, and you should receive an email by tomorrow with that information.
So just to confirm, you're telling us they applied the $345 to the balance of the loan?
$343.81, yes.
Just one time, right?
Three times.
No, three times.
Three times, okay.
Yeah.
And that's to reflect how many times they took that out of the account?
Exactly.
Is what you're saying? Oh. Okay. Yeah, if you send that over, and then you guys will not be trying to request that money from now on, right?
Request, they just take.
Yeah, sorry. Better. You won't be taking that money anymore, right?
Correct.
You're laughing because you know we're right.
I just love your sense of humor.
Well,
funny.
It was,
but
it's,
I understand where you're coming from, though. Yeah, and I like
gotta
that.
Be honest. You can't just go in somebody's account and take money out and then have no explanation, and that's basically what they did. It was a bit bizarre, the whole thing. Anyways, sounds like you're going to help us out and get the documentation to us, and that's, I guess, what matters at this point.
Of course. Well, is there anything else I can assist with?
No. Did they apply that to the principal?
The principal? You're talking about, like, those finance charges?
Yeah, did they apply the credit on the loan to the principal balance?
I just know that it's applied to your account. So I'm guessing that's going to help your credit in some way?
No, if they're going to apply it, they need to apply it to the principal on the loan, not the interest due.
We don't have a principal.
How did they apply
it
to the loan? You told me they applied it to the loan. And
right.
When you do that, you either apply it to the principal on the balance or the interest due. You can't just apply it like blanket, apply it to the balance. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, that's a good question. Let me ask. One moment.
It is, yes. Okay, thank you.